There's still some away and other things going on, but for those that came, I trust you might enjoy the time tonight. And again, I'm glad you came out to hear God's Word. What was my topic that I mentioned this morning that we're going to talk about this evening? Whosoever. Okay, we're going to talk about whosoever in some form or fashion here. Before we get started, I wasn't sure whether Gavin was going to do this, but I'm going to ask Gavin to come on up here. Turn in your Bibles to chapter 5 of 1 Peter. I asked him to do a little reading, and he said he would do that. Where you're reading from,
huh? 1 Peter 6 through 11. Humble yourself.
Chapter 5.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, waketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
That's it. Okay. Okay, thank you. I didn't give him much time to practice on it here, but I'm glad he took and just read it. I hope you heard it, and if you did, you could follow along, and you know where it's at in your Bibles there, and we'll touch on it a little bit after a while here. Whosoever, that's what we're going to talk about in some form or fashion, as I said. Up here I have, what would you say those are? Presents. What else? Goodie bags? Gifts. Okay, that's what I'm looking for. More than anything else is gifts. And you might not say that they might not be gifts. But again, as we're talking about whosoever, who does that mean? Anybody, all right? So you know what the word means, whosoever. And so when I give you the word, whosoever would like to come up can do so. Go ahead. Whosoever would like to come up to the front. There's one. Okay. We'll have Jim and Bethel. They can come up with Matt. And you guys can sit right in the front row there for a second. You know what, Quinn? You're a little late. Sure. Okay, you can stay with Mr. Lehman? Okay. So we have number one over here. He was the first one to take and move. Okay, no, whosoever. He no longer has a name. He doesn't have... Jim, what's your social security number? Oh, no, for you. He doesn't have any number. He's just whosoever. This group, the three here, whosoever two. This is whosoever number one over here. And that's what we refer to him. Okay, so we have these gifts up here. Whosoever was what definition? Anybody. So did everybody have an opportunity to come up?
Yes.
Yes, you all did. Everybody sort of stayed back a little bit. Not quite sure, but whosoever came up was the people that are here. So because we only have two things here, there isn't enough for everybody. So even though I opened it up to whosoever, not everybody was able to have this. because there isn't enough there to go around. So, whosoever, number one, before we start doing anything, do you really want to continue on with what we're going to do? You sure? Okay. How about this group over here? Do you guys want to continue on? Or do you want to change your mind? Okay, yes, he says. Okay, whosoever. They made these choices on their own. Did I tell you what to do? If you didn't want to do it, you could leave right now. You still want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, number one. Come on up front here first and come around to the back here. Because you were the first one that made a move, you get the choice here between these two. So you can just sort of look at those things there first of all. You can go around to the front there. He's got the first choice. He's the whosoever number one, so he can choose the first. Do you really want to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now you can touch one of the boxes. Or you can touch one of the other ones. You can take and shake them, or whatever you want to do with them right this second. Don't look at me. You want to look at them closer? Because you're going to have to pick one in a moment here. So you want to make sure which one you want to pick.
It's a box.
Yeah, it's a box. Which one do you want to pick? That one? I don't know. Are you sure you really want to do this?
Yeah.
Is that the one you really want? You're confused? Why are you confused?
Too many questions.
Too many questions, huh? Do you want to change your mind?
No.
Is that the one you want?
Yeah.
Why did you pick that one?
I
no.
I
huh?
I just touched one.
You just touched it? Well, I said you could look at it, you could shake it. Take a look again. Make sure you know which one you really want. You know there's something in there. Sounds like a shoe, huh? Okay, so now, after doing that, which one do you want? Do you still want this one or that one? You got the first choice. Because you were number one. That one. Okay. You want to take and show that up to the other people here? What's on the front there? Can you... Okay, that's on the front. What's on the back side? Yeah. See, this was for our whosoever. So it was for young kids and for ladies that might like the flowers, you know, whosoever. So we tried to make it appropriate for, that's why we double wrapped that a little bit there. Whosoever, you know. You probably don't like either one of them, right? Oh, okay. You like Elmo. Okay. So that means that you picked that one. Now you're stuck with that one. They automatically get the next one. Okay. Does this group stay okay? You want to come up here? Okay, show that to the people out there. Is that a nicely wrapped present? You think so, huh? Grandpa did that job up there. Grandma didn't do that one. I did this one. So you got it. That's the one you're going to share with the other groups there. Now, wait a minute. We're going to have the number one guy open up his first here. So go ahead. Slowly open it up there. Well, you can open a little faster than that, but I mean, you don't just... This is Christmas pretend, you know. What do you do at Christmas time? You know, we're not saving the papers. Not here. Okay. If you want to save them, you can.
Yes, I need to get to my mom.
Ah, you heard that. He fixed up the shoebox, all right. All right. Okay, while you're working on that, I'm going to ask a few other questions to the audience or to you as well. What part did they have, or this group, these four people have in this and these gifts? Did they use any of their money?
No.
Oh, no. Did you break it?
Yes. Don't.
Okay, hold it right. Hold it there a second. Did you use any of your money to get this gift?
No.
Did you work for it?
No.
Were you forced to take and do it?
No.
Okay. Did you make a choice?
Yes,
you made a choice to do what?
Come up.
To come up, so you're one of the whosoevers. You made a choice as far as the present goes, right? Mm-hmm. But not him. And not this other part of his group there. They didn't have any choice in the matter. You had the first choice, which is the most important thing. They took whatever else was left. Well, I'm just saying, they got whatever was left. So there's a difference there. Some people might say, well, I didn't have a choice. That's not fair. You got all the choice. They didn't. So that's important to take and just look at that. All right, now open this up a little bit further. That there. That's what was inside rattling around. So open up that other one there. Yeah, so fortunately, as you rolled it on the floor, it didn't hurt nothing. Yeah, he likes to play with the bubble wrap. Show it to the people there. Okay, yep. Yeah, it's a rock there. How do you think that looks? Yeah, well, how do you think it looks? Yeah, you think so? Well, that's a good rough rock on the outside there, okay? Before you go any further, just stay right there. Go ahead, Quinn, and go over to Mr. and Mrs. Lehman. They'll help you open up your gift there. Yeah, don't do that. No. This might have been like, we might have thought that he made a bad choice. He had the choice of either one of these, all right? And so as he looks at this rock, he might think he's made a bad choice. Joel, hold it up high. Since that group is a team, you divide it up a little bit. He'll get the most, and the other, each one gets a signal. He'll take the two. How about that? Or the three. Each one gets a signal, and he gets the other, the balance. Three of them. Okay. All right, you guys can go back to your seat. You got to stay here. Okay, he had the first choice. They got what was left over. It was whosoever for anybody. You all had a chance to get that. With regards to this gift over here that whosoever two got, do they have something of value?
Yeah.
This is to y'all. Do they have something of value? Do they have something that they can use? Looking back for this group here, and they can answer, or the rest of you, they can't change their mind. I'm not allowing that to take place. So you can't swap gifts. But do you wish you would have changed gifts?
No.
No? No? Okay. Is the gift that you picked the best one?
Yes.
You think so, huh? Okay. That's some things about with regards to that gift. For this particular gift, it may seem like it's a bad gift. Can you lose that? But can you lose that? Now, if you take care of it, you won't, but you could probably lose that. If it's in your hand, yeah, they could spend their gift on your gift we're talking about, okay? Can you have that plucked out of your hand? If you're hanging on to that, can somebody take that out of your hand?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. What about the verse we have in the Bible that he can't pluck, that could be plucked out of the Father's hand, right? Is it of value?
Yep.
Why? Okay, take off that other part there. Have you chosen the best gift? You might have to clean it up after you. She goes, she can. So you can take, and different ones could take a closer look at it afterwards there, but Mr. Lehman probably would have liked to change his mind after he knows what the gift is, but you can't. I don't know. Okay, Matt, you can take that with you, but back down. Just leave that stuff. You can take that if you want it. That's fine. Did he choose the best gift? In each case, there wasn't something like a bad gift in either case. Maybe one is better to somebody than else. But the fact that whosoever could take and pick on that is along the same lines of our salvation. We had some songs with regards at Calvary. Years I spent at Calvary, years I spent thinking about it, and then you could become saved. So our salvation is open up to whosoever will. And yet people don't take and choose that gift. It is a gift. We can't purchase it. And we tend to take and go for other things that may look like of more value. That's why I said for the money. Does it have something of value? Is it something that you can use? There's other things that are out in the world that might have more value that you can use, that you might think are good choices, that are good gifts, but they end up being coming short. The rock that we have is the Lord Jesus Christ. And while we can lose things, He can't lose us. We're secure in Him. He can't have us plucked out of His hands. He can hold on to us securely. And so the key for the good gift is what was inside of that rock, even though it looked rough on the outside. But it was open up to whosoever. Turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 and beginning at verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve another? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. As we talk about whosoever, it's whosoever's, the gift of salvation is open up to all, but not all take that gift. Not all people see it as a gift, but it indeed is a great gift. But then there's also the whosoever, as we enter into the service, and it was good to have that last song that we had, Serving Jesus. And as we were thinking about missions and serving, Martha was concerned about serving. It says it in verse 40 there, but Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? And so she was concerned about how much work she was doing and how much serving she was doing. And looking at the other person, they look like they're not doing anything. But the Lord gets after her, as you've heard this story many times before, perhaps, or thought about it. Verse 39, she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Heard his word. The whosoever, in her case, she took and decided to take and not right now serve him. The whosoever took the time to take and hear his word. We had a verse from John chapter 17 this morning read in our worship time, beginning at verse 13. And now I come to thee. And these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word. I have given them thy word. And so, as he tells Mary, so he tries to tell us, I've given you my word. But notice what happens with that. And the world hath hated them. And so for having the word, the people don't like that gift. Think of the Bible as being a gift. Is that a good gift? Excellent gift. So he's given us salvation. He's given us the Bible, a really good gift. Do we take the time to take and meditate therein and think about it? It's whosoever decides to do it. You have the choice. Just like Matt, these other groups didn't have total choice in there. They had to take whatever was left. But he's given us the choice to take the time to read his word and to take and meet together with other believers. And the Lord says, first of all, to Martha about Mary in verse 42 again, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. So the idea of service is important, but again, the idea of worship is even more important. And so as we enjoy our worship time together in the morning, then we can take and go out and serve him with a difference than if we just served him without the worship first. Or at least I feel so. Turn into John chapter 11, the story about Lazarus there, and just a few verses from that particular section there. John chapter 11. And verse 27, we'll just look at a few of those verses there. Yes, Master, she replied, I thoroughly believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. After saying this, she went and called her sister Mary privately, telling her, the rabbi is here and is asking for you. So what did you think she might be thinking? It says she went to her privately, in other words, on the side. Lazarus had passed away. And she tells him, the rabbi is here asking for you. Do you think she was a little jealous? Why isn't he asking for me? Well, that's why he dealt with it on the side. But it doesn't say that she was jealous. Maybe it was just a mentioning of the fact, but maybe the thought was based on before because of the fact that she wasn't serving like she thought. I just kind of got the idea that she wasn't glad that she wasn't asked neither. Verse 29, so she, on hearing that, rose up quickly to go to him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the village, but she was still at the place where Martha had met him. So the Jews who were with Mary in the house, sympathizing with her, when they saw that she had risen hastily and had gone out, followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to weep aloud. Mary then, when she came to Jesus and saw him, fell at his feet and exclaimed, Master, if you had been here, and so on. But she fell at his feet and exclaimed, Master. So again, her choice was him first, and then other things secondary. And so it was a good choice on Mary's part over Martha. There's nothing wrong with, again, serving the Lord, but again, the direction of priorities of thinking about him first, spending time meditating in his word, being thankful for the word that we have. We have the choice to take the time and read it and think about it and meditate on it and come to the various meetings. And then as we are thankful for what he's done to take and serve him after that. Since we had the thing about a rock there, another section of verses, I'll just read these verses here from Matthew chapter 16. You'll remember the words. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And so as a result of what was revealed to Peter, he made that statement that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And because of that statement, Christ says to him, And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, not the rock of Peter, but the rock of the truth that was presented, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Was the money of value that was given there? Was $5 worth of money? Was this gift more? Well, that's what I was trying to portray, that was, even though it didn't look maybe like it was worth more, It really is more because of what's inside, and that rock that we have to take and build on is even more important than the material things that are might be out there, even though they might be of value and we might be able to use them. The material things fade away, but God's Word doesn't. Turn to Matthew chapter 27. I'll have you look up that little section there, Matthew chapter 21. Beginning at verse 12. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all of them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were very displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, Yea, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? And he left them and went unto the city of Bethany, and he lodged there. But the idea of here's material things, that they got involved with these people, money in the wrong places. They threw them out, and they were upset with them. But nonetheless, he was trying to say what was important was not the things of money, not the things that you could buy, but, again, his way of worship, his way of doing things, what his house was to be used for. And so over the money is the rock, which is more important than the material things which we have. He had two gifts up here. Gifts, what type are there? I just was thinking about that for a little bit. They come in various sizes. If you know it's Christmas time, they come in all different sizes. Gifts have different values in them, as we found out a little bit tonight here. There's different values. Some may be practical, or others might be, what do I do with this kind of a gift? But the gift generally is for nothing. Or sometimes it might be a gift certificate, which reduces the cost of something else, so it might not be entirely free. But it's certainly you've saved some money on it. So some aspects of gifts are those areas. Again, thinking of his word and what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ to what the world doesn't have. Again, we had that portion that Gavin read, so you can turn back in your Bibles at this time if you still say that. 1 Peter chapter 5. For some time, this is the verse, a couple of the verses there that Uncle Dave had us memorize, if you remember some time ago. And the first real occurrence of using that or applying it was when I had my heart attack almost 5 years ago, which was just verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Again, I made reference to this evening because as Paul was going through her situation that she has, just before going through some of that, it was kind of interesting to me that these verses came back, verses 6 and 7, as the Family Bible Radio's verse of the week. These two verses were their verse of the week. Just before starting, reminding me again before we were going through all this, that casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And so again, his word is a real treasure and was a special. It has other verses there that are very good, but in verse 10, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The fact that we might suffer for a little while, it will be ending sometime. And so, what do you consider as a gift? I've said that what types are there gifts? There's many different types and sizes. There's different values. They're practical, some of them maybe, or some of them may not be practical. But what about the other gifts that the Lord gives to you in your life, in the way of salt, in the way of such as examples of health, of finances, of different situations? Do you consider those things as you're going through them gifts from God? And as I said, to me coming through again this particular time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you, was very meaningful to me again at this time, as we've continued to go through there, this particular time. So the whole evening, if you take and turn in your Bibles, you can look at this some more and study about, but Matthew's where I've tried to go from this whole situation tonight to this verse here to get the long way around to get to here. Matthew chapter 7 tonight. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? Here's something practical, and the idea is, as a family, you normally give out gifts. Certainly, if a son asks for bread, he doesn't give him a stone, a rock. He doesn't take and give him a serpent in place of a fish. What he does is always, we as parents normally, unless there's been some parents that are devious or whatever else, normally like to give us, the kids out, the best gifts that we can to our children and to other people. If ye then being evil, in verse 11, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Peter talks about maybe suffering for a while. Do you consider what you have in your life a good gift from God, no matter what it is? Whether it's your health, whether it's a financial situation, whether it's some situations, or whatever it might be, do you consider those gifts? Do you consider the way that God can take and use that in some way to take and speak to you and help you through and keep you going through life? And again, I can be thankful for the different things, again, through this situation, for those that have prayed for us and been concerned for us. A book that was given to us by Renee, is talked about a survival manual and some of the ways, or somebody wanted to refer to what it is later on. I just wanted to just refer to a couple things here briefly. As far as, here's a gift that was given to us that was an excellent gift for us in help and getting through this. In the acknowledgement, it starts off, this manual was conceived as a teaching guide for this particular situation, was conceived as a teaching guide. It's called a survival manual. So that was in the acknowledgement. In the introduction, it says, this book is a crisis manual. It is an attempt to put into writing what we do on a daily basis, which is to help different ones with their situation and develop a plan to optimize a solution. With this life-threatening and certainly life-changing diagnosis, we ask that different people become immediately educated and make critical decisions. And so with that in mind, this is why this was written, to take and help people, to take and get through things, and to give them information that they need to go through it. And as they attempted to go through it, indeed, for us, it was tremendous help and tremendous information for us, since we didn't know some of this stuff in the beginning. Says the main objective of this book is, in the introduction still, is to give you some control over what may seem like chaos. Information and knowledge are critical and constantly changing. You will have access to the latest information through the internet, because if you're reading this book, it's a publication and there's no more that you can add to this book right now. And so there's other things that go on that you need to take a look at to keep updating yourself further than just this particular book. We recommend that you use this book as a manual or workbook, but whether you skim it over once or it never leaves your sight throughout, we hope that when you put this book down, it will have informed you and empowered you, helping you to receive the best treatment and care that is right for you at this time in history. And I thought, well, if this is a survival manual for a certain situation that we're going through for health-wise, I immediately thought about this particular manual of a survival guide. If that's so good for us, and it's been excellent, and it's helping its way of putting, this is even a better guide. How much time do we take to put this gift aside? It's a better tool. And again, so encouragement to take and look at the rock that's here, the gift that we have, and think about it and meditate upon it and live by it and learn from it over the gifts that we even have like that from a worldly standpoint. And so, again, as we were thankful for that, we're thankful for God's Word as well, too, and we're thankful for other different songs. I was listening to the radio again, different songs. Through it all, I heard some of that song the other day, Simply Trusting Every Day, Trusting Him, Hiding in Thee. It talks about different rocks in there as I was thinking about the subject, Hiding in Thee and the rock that we have. James 2:10 goes on, For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point is guilty of all. Whosoever shall keep the whole law yet offend in one, he's guilty of all. So we're all sinners, whosoever. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 2:21. Someone could read for me Romans 10:9-13. Romans 10:9-13. Familiar portion, but maybe I'll have somebody else just read that through it for us tonight. Jason, whosoever, again, is mentioned there. So we have that whosoever is guilty, or whosoever offends at one point is guilty of all, so that puts us all in a bad shape. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lastly, Revelation 20:15, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. That's the gift that people are taking and exchanging for what they have in this life by rejecting the gift that God has given to them. And so we trust that different ones might know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We continue to spread forth the Word. And we continue to ask that, you know, we live according to the Word and study it. It's our choice as to take and spend the time, and the benefit that we get is immense as far as applying it to our daily needs. It helps us through everything that we have. Just close in prayer this evening.